What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I sure as hell don't know the what's what. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, you guys? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. It ends up being one of the nicer sides of town. I've heard others are nice as well. And on the weekends, we shotgun hard seltzers. Boys, sorry to get geographical.
Hit the breaking news.
Over to you guys. Let me grab her.
What? No, grab the clip.
I gotta grab the clip. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the breaking news?
I mean, then what,
well, why bring the imaging?
Why bring the entire show to a halt? Good call, though.
I'm the one bringing it to a halt.
Well, did you give him a warning beforehand?
No, I just. Do you get a warning when you get breaking news? It's hot off the press, guys. Tiger Woods' February accidents was caused by excessive speed. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says he will not face any charges and there will be no signs of impairment.
Oh, I don't know if you read that right.
There were no signs of impairment.
Yeah, because they didn't test him.
So he will not face any charges, guys.
Yeah, it's amazing that there's no signs of impairment because you didn't test him for anything. You didn't see what was in his system, so you can't say whether there was impairment or not because you didn't run any tests.
The accident was caused by excessive speed.
Yeah, excessive speed, which is weird because he never hit the brakes. So, I mean, just kind of crazy to me, but I understand, you know, he's Tiger Woods, so we're not going to test him for anything. You're going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he doesn't have those issues in the past. He's never been involved in, you know, driving under the influence. But when you come to a crash scene, if I'm flipping a car and I'm on the side of the road, I think you're going to test me. But if I'm Tiger Woods, we're not going to be tested. Don't worry about it.
Boys, maybe I'm not really feeling it here, but with the car accident, it's an emergency. So, the testing is secondary, right?
No, you draw blood.
Health first.
But you can draw blood on the way. You draw blood.
Did they not draw blood at the hospital? I'm sure they drew blood at the hospital.
I believe, have to request blood to do this testing. And they said, we were not going to test because there was no signs.
But if you're the cop, you roll up to the scene. The first thing you do is like, you see Tiger. Oh, my leg.
No. The first thing you think is, When you pull up to a crash site and it's a one car collision flipped over on the, you know, flips new whatever on the side of the road.
Yes, you go into rescue mode.
Yes, you go into rescue mode, but in the back of your mind, you have to be thinking, okay, when he gets to the hospital, we're going to ask them to draw his blood.
I bet you they did as soon as he got
to
the
hospital.
No, they
didn't. They said, we're not going to test because there is no signs of impairment. That is what they said.
I wonder if the cops don't even show up. What if it's just the ambulance?
No, cops always show up, Coach.
Fire trucks, and ambulance. They're all there.
They're three in the same, Coach.
But you think the cops go to every one?
Yes.
Because they have to direct traffic for sure and write a report on what happened.
I don't know if all three go to them because I remember Bay's dad, he was a firefighter, and he was saying that some of the calls, the fire department would just go and they would almost handle EMT ambulance type stuff.
Now, yeah, but they were there, though.
Yeah, no. If you get called to a medical emergency, like at a, like my former roommate was a firefighter.
Forest.
They would get called. No, Mark.
Gator.
They'd get called to the strip club. So they would respond and they would check the patient out or whatever.
Check their boobs.
I don't know if the police responded please. That, but he did because it was a medical thing.
Let me save your life.
This is called the motorboat technique, CPR style.
CPR chest compressions, motorboater.
He did say, no. He said it was during business hours, so he'd walk right through, right to the back.
Coach, you're walking past all the dang. Yeah. Excuse me, gentlemen. I got to get to the situation at hand. Dang.
Watch where you're pointing that thing.
Sir, you got a gun in your pants.
Hey, they're rushing the back. One of them trips. Whoa, what'd you trip on? I have no idea, man.
No. Like, Mark, where's Mark? Mark, get back here.
He's throwing dollar bills.
It's cinnamon, dude.
Dude, what a helpless situation. You're going in there. It's an emergency. All you got is a bunch of naked women, no clothes, and guys with boners. Dang. Somebody help me.
You know, one time.
Oh, what a beautiful woman.
either you, naked girl, or you, guy with a stick in your pants. Somebody, I need another helper.
Hey, and all the people there, they want to help, but they can't because they all. They're all sitting down. They don't want to stand up. Hey, one time when I was working news.
Oh, Nightcrawler.
This is crazy. It's crazy. I was getting gas at a gas station. It's Friday.
No.
I'll never forget. 5 o'clock on a Friday, and I'm leaving the gas station. Right in front of me, there's a four-way intersection with lights, traffic lights.
Four-way stop, coach.
No, not a stop. It's traffic
lights. Intersection.
Intersection. And I see this car getting ready to turn right from the lane, you know, getting ready to turn on a street on the right, making a right or whatever, and then straight down. I don't know what I remember at the time. I'm looking at this truck, and it's like a big tractor trailer with like a oil rig thing on top of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I'm looking at that thing, and it's kind of going fast, and I realize this thing's not going to stop, even though it has a red light. It goes and goes, and it smashes into like a little black Toyota Corolla.
Oh, man.
Dude, this truck pushes the Corolla probably 200 yards. Just rams it. And I'm in the news truck, and I'm like, well.
So you got to start rolling, right?
What do I do here? Do I start rolling? Do I go live? Do I call the cops?
Producer Eddie here, the camera guy. I'm your nightly guy for the first time ever.
No, hey, it's Producer Eddie here. I was over at the gas station at that four-way thing with stoplights.
Where's the anchor? Get him the hell off of TV.
I report it all the time, guys.
I never saw you on the news.
Coach, you didn't watch my news.
I turned on the 5 o'clock multiple times and never saw Eddie.
Yeah, I never saw you on K-View.
So I did.
Never saw you on KXN.
Local shout out.
I didn't work for them, coach.
Never saw you on CBS.
I didn't work
KI.
For them.
KI.
I didn't
never
work
saw
for
you on
KI.
He worked for News Late.
Coach. So anyway, I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I call 911. I say, there's been an accident. I'm right in front of me. Here's the intersection. And they're like, okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got people on the way. And then I hang up. And guess what I do? I get my camera.
Coach, you did one of these.
I hung up, and I got my camera, and I start filming the most beautiful scene I've ever seen in my life.
Beautiful woman!
There's a man trapped inside this car. He's definitely pinned in because he can't really move.
And this
but
is
there,
beautiful.
There are 40 bystanders, 40 people trying to push this car over and open the door. Like, firefighters hadn't gotten there. Cops hadn't gotten there. EMS had not gotten there yet. These are just normal people trying to get this man out of the situation.
Eddie's trying to bring this around to Tiger Woods, y'all. Just wait up.
So I'm in the way, kind of, trying to get all the footage. I'm not really helping. I'm just trying to get the footage, trying to capture this beautiful scene happening right in front of me, right?
A beautiful woman!
It's a beautiful picture of humanity at work. And people start looking at me.
USA! USA! USA!
And they look at me with disgust on their face, like, what are you doing? Like, put that camera away. Get that camera out of our face.
Nightcrawler.
I'm a newsie trying to get this picture, and people are yelling at me, making me feel like the biggest loser, right?
Yeah,
so then,
but you're doing your job.
I'm doing my job. Then the fire paramedics and all them show up. So I'm like, this is even better. I beat all of them. So I'm getting cameras. I'm getting shots of the fire trucks pulling up, them getting the jaw of life or whatever. And then afterwards, after I felt like complete crap, the fire guy comes up and says, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, oh, here you go. One more guy's going to yell at me.
Oh. Coach, is that what happened?
You legitimately scared me. He says, hey, can I have that footage, man? We can use that in our training. I want to see exactly like how our guys responded when they got here and what they did and all that. And like, you got it. Dude, so I felt good after that. I was like, you know what? I did my part. I captured humanity. Now my video is going to be used in firefighter training.
Hey, guys, instead of making TMZ, Eddie made it on EMT school.
You know, that boring class when they're, I'll ask my roommate, man.
Maybe he saw my footage.
He maybe saw your footage when he was becoming a firefighter if they used that in the class.
Yeah.
Did it ever make the news?
Of course. It made huge news. When you have footage this is the way the news works. When your footage is that good, when you're the first one on the scene of something, it doesn't matter what the story is, everyone's going to use it. CNN's going to use it just because the footage is so appealing.
Man, it's really cool to see those moments in humanity when people come together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tiger Woods.
Like last week when storms ripped through Nashville, in my neighborhood we had 85-mile-an-hour winds. So we had trees down everywhere and two houses over. These people had a huge, huge tree uprooted, crashed over, knocks over their fence, is blocking the road, you know, just
let me lift it.
No.
He goes up there, I can't move it.
This dude just comes rolling up in his pickup truck and he jumps out and he's like, you guys need some help. Goes to the bed of his truck, pulls out his chainsaw, and just starts chopping it up. And
then everybody, get your wife's number too.
And then the neighbors, everybody starts.
What's your number, fine lady?
Then everybody starts stacking the wood out of the road.
Here, and let me help with the kindling.
In 20 minutes, we had cleared the tree from their yard. Like, now it's just the stump, but we had chopped the whole tree.
So what was your job in this operation? Just to move?
No, I just watched them. And
he
picked
up a couple branches.
Hey, when they pick up a log, some bark would fall off. I picked up the bark.
It was just cool. You said about humanity. And that was a moment of humanity coming to your neighbor's aid. And I was like, man, that's pretty neat. It's cool to see that he just knew the storms blew trees over. So he got in his truck. And it wasn't as bad as the tornado a year ago. But still, there was a lot of trees down. And he just found the first tree that had been knocked over in someone's yard. And, hey, you guys need help?
It's a beautiful thing. When you guys see someone on the side of the road, they look like either their car's been broken down, a flat tire or something. Do you guys stop to check on them?
Nope.
Ray?
Well, what about the humanity you just mentioned, Coach?
Why don't you check on him?
Here's the deal.
I think I told you a story about a week ago when I tried to help a guy that needed help with his car.
And he took you down the road a little more.
Just keep going a little farther. Left. Oh, yeah, just take it right here.
Listen. If I pull over in the Trailblazer, chances are Trailblazers are going to break down with their vehicle. Then we're going to have two broken down vehicles. When I'm on the expressway, I'm trying to get home. Sometimes I'm coasting. I'm barely running on fumes in the Trailblazer.
Breaking
boys.
News, Coach.
I deleted it, but let's pull and get it.
Tiger Woods was driving 87 miles per hour in a 45 miles per hour speed.
But he's not going to be charged with anything.
That is
like
42
reckless
miles
driving.
Over.
Like, I mean, could we give him reckless driving, a speed? I mean, but he's not going to be charged with anything. I mean, if that was you or I.
Wait, shouldn't he be charged for excessive speed?
That's Ray. Thank you.
You just broke some news.
It says here, Tiger will not be charged.
Wow. Well, I'm going 83 on the expressway, and I'm going to tell him CESPN, because Tiger Woods, y'all.
More breaking news.
Kidding, you guys. Don't speed.
More breaking news. Sean Miller out at University of Arizona, fired as head basketball coach.
Wow.
That's what you wanted.
It has been a bad couple weeks for the Miller family.
You love it when people get fired.
Archie Miller gets fired at Indiana, and now his brother gets fired at Arizona.
That's what you love.
Good job, coach.
We Are the Millers 2.
What?
I don't know what We Are the Millers 1 is.
That's a movie. But yeah, they're going to have a lot of free time on their hand at the Miller household. Very sad day.
Coach, not funny, but they are on line 1 to talk to you. Exactly. I scared
him. Hold on a second. How did they get the number?
I would love to get the number of these coaches that get fired so they can talk to lunch balls right afterwards. I'm sorry. I was one of the people that said you should get fired. I apologize.
No. I when someone is doing a bad job, they should be fired. There's nothing that's not bad to say that. You can say that, hey, you're doing a bad job coaching, you get fired. It's sort of like someone that works at the grocery store. If they're just standing there on their phone and they're not checking out the groceries, they're just sitting there, they should be fired. I don't feel bad when they get fired because they're not doing their job. And it's the same thing with these coaches. When they're not doing their job, I think they should get fired. That's how it works in the world.
But see, like, what's the dude's name, the Baylor coach?
Scott Drew.
Coach, he just won the championship.
He's national champ. Right, hit the clip.
Let's remember something for a day, coach.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit the clip.
Shining moment.
If you haven't watched this video at least twice, and you're not a red-blooded American.
What video?
Lunchbox's
one
tweet.
Shining moment. If you don't rewind it at least once to watch it again, then you don't really care.
I didn't even watch it once.
I watched it for 10 seconds. Kind of depressed me. No fans.
What is it, like a highlight of the season?
It's a highlight of the tournament.
Oh, the tournament.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Not this year.
Yes, every year. Every single year. It is amazing to watch one shining moment and how they just throw little montages of clips of the schools, of the players, the emotion, the fans. It's great.
How many times did they show that Chicago Loyola dude? The big guy.
How many times did they show the Mother Teresa lady that was rooting on the team?
Mother Mary.
Of course they
did.
Sister Jean.
Come on. How many times they show Baylor just straight up bearing down on Gonzaga?
They showed that quite a bit.
Look, my
Gonzaga's
point,
a fraud.
My point on Drew Scott, is that his name?
Scott Drew?
Whatever.
Two first names.
I think Drew Scott is the
property brother.
Oh, coach.
A lot of similarities.
You don't know the who's who or the what's. Way to go with your intro.
But you know your home makeover, guys.
Hey, look. Can you imagine? That guy hadn't, and Baylor hasn't been great every season. He's been what? Their coach for 20 years?
18 years.
18 years.
Wow.
And
bear
you
down.
would have fired his ass 15 years ago.
No, I wouldn't.
Sick him.
I never thought he should be fired. He's done an exceptional job at Baylor. They were in so much trouble. Do you know why they were in so much trouble?
The sexual assaults.
No. Oh. That was the football program that they covered up totally, and they acted like it didn't happen.
I got it. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
No. It has to do with their old regime. I believe it was Dave Bliss. Coach Bliss, there was two players, Dotson and Patrick Dennehy, right?
I don't know, Coach.
I think his name was Carl Dotson, killed Dennehy.
Like, literally?
Shot him and buried him somewhere.
Are you serious? These are basketball players?
They were basketball players.
Holy shit.
And so the program, when Scott Drew came on, they had such limited scholarships.
Okay, hold on. Whoa, I want to hear more about this shooting, Coach. So what happened? Cheating? Somebody's girlfriend?
I'm not exactly.
So is it during practice, during a game?
No. They didn't shoot him on the court.
Where did you shoot him?
I guess in the field that he buried him in.
So he shot him, buried him. And how did this go down? Did they not find him for weeks? He went missing?
It all unraveled, and then there was just, the program was in shambles, the coach was doing shady crap.
You don't know what happened, do you?
Well, I don't know the exact, it's been 20 years, dude.
Okay, 20 years. I've never heard of this story. This is nuts.
Yeah, so one basketball player killed another basketball player.
Okay, 20 years ago, so then this happens, they find the guy, it's a whole thing or whatever.
Yes, and so the program, they almost get the death penalty, which means they get shut down permanently.
Wait, but the team didn't do anything. Why are they getting the death penalty?
Well,
they got life in prison?
The guy did.
The coach?
No, the coach was doing other stuff. They discovered the program was just, you know, there was shady stuff going on in the program, which the coach is held responsible for. He was doing shady stuff. So
having to do with the murder?
I don't know if it all had to do with the murder.
What? Have you heard of this, Coach?
No, this is new to me, new to our listeners. Just had a truck driver call in and say, what in the actual... I didn't even know that story. Thanks for sharing.
We may need a whole episode. When we go on vacation, we should just do whole episodes on these crazy sports stories like this.
That's a great idea.
I want to know more about this.
Co-signed.
Okay. This is what... Okay.
Wikipedia.
Are you going to read the whole thing? Try not to screw
up. In the summer of 2003, Dennehy and Dotson...
Coach, at least let him read a sentence, Coach. Sorry.
They were...
Sorry, Coach.
No, we're ready. We're ready.
I'll bring it up.
We're ready.
Wikipedia.
I'm sorry, Coach. We're ready.
No, I mean,
in the summer of
they indicated they were worried about their safety. They had purchased two pistols and a rifle and practiced firing them at a farm north of Waco. On June 14th, Dennehy told a friend that he was worried about threats made to Dotson by two fellow teammates. Dennehy was also indicated that he and Dotson would be at a party the following day, at which neither appeared. Over the next few days, there were indications that something had gone wrong. Dennehy's mother and stepfather were concerned that they received no calls on Father's Day. Mm. On June 25th, Dennehy's Chevrolet Tahoe SUV was found in the parking lot of a shopping mall in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with its license plates removed. An affidavit filed on June 23rd, which was unsealed, seeking a
No. I want to hear the
An informant in Delaware told police that Dotson, who by now was at home in Maryland, told a cousin he had shot and killed Dennehy during an argument while firing guns in the Waco area. On July 21st, Dotson was charged with murdering Dennehy and taken into custody. Boom.
Did you really have to say boom, Coach?
Boom.
Really? Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Really, Coach? That's the word you chose? Boom.
July 25th, a badly decomposed body was found in a gravel pit near Waco and was taken to Dallas for an autopsy. Oh,
man.
Dang,
that's
dude.
That's crazy.
Well, on another note, they won the national championship.
Wow.
So that's how the program went down.
That's how the program went down. So then they were only allowed to play conference games for a few years. They didn't even play preseason. They couldn't play.
Why did the team suffer because of these two dudes?
You'll have to read about the coach. I mean,
not even these two dudes. That one dude.
Coach, a city, a nation, a state. It was too much suffering in Waco. But now the bear has been released on I-35. And it has shown you how big its nuts are.
What's he saying?
Shortly after Dennehy's initial disappearance, Baylor and the NCAA began investigations into multiple allegations ranging from drug use among players to improper payments to players by the coaching staff. Baylor self-imposed punishments, which the NCAA augmented to include extended probation of the school through 2010.
Dang.
The elimination of 1 year of non-conference play and a 10-year show cause penalty on Dave Bliss.
Why didn't Nance say that in his winning call?
He did. He said, the biggest rebuild in college basketball. Ray, do you have the clip still?
Pulling.
The rebuild, the greatest one in history, has culminated with a national championship for Baylor.
I didn't know that's what he meant by rebuild.
Yes, that was.
I thought he was referring to all the freshmen that they lost the year before.
They didn't have a winning season. Okay, it was one of the hardest penalties ever imposed on a Division I program that didn't include the NCAA's death penalty.
Pulling.
I'm here to tell you about my.
No, that's not. That's not.
Oh my gosh! See, this is why we'll never advance, guys.
On August 16th, we'll the Star Telegram.
Apple top 10.
He reported that Bliss had told players to lie to investigators by indicating that Dennehy had paid for his tuition by dealing drugs.
Was that true?
These were taped on microcassette by assistant coach. Someone, whatever. On the tapes, Bliss was heard instructing players to fabricate the story of Dennehy being a drug dealer to Baylor investigators and also said that talking to the sheriff's department would give them the opportunity to practice his story. The tapes also showed that Bliss and his staff knew that Dennehy had been threatened by two of their teammates when they publicly denied such knowledge. The coach taped the conversations after Bliss threatened to fire him if he did not go along with the scheme.
I might have to ask you to stop reading, Coach. I don't know if this is copyright infringement since you're just reading somebody's work.
This is Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to read it.
So that is what they mean by Baylor came from the bottom of the bottom.
I didn't know that.
And that's why Scott Drew, everybody thought he was crazy for taking this job.
Yeah.
And he sat and patient, and he came, and he built and built and built.
But you would have fired him 5 years.
No, I didn't say that. What he came into, it was a no-win situation, and he was able to slowly and methodically build a basketball program that is really good, and they're the national champions.
Yeah.
Are you still polling?
News. Baylor. There it is.
Oh, it
took forever. Guys, a database of 10,000 clips. What the hell do you want me to do?
Coach Drew and Baylor complete college basketball's greatest rebound and rebuild with a championship.
And I'm Nance here again. I didn't explain really what the rebuild
means. You
can't.
You're not going to go into it.
If you're an actual play-by-player, you play-by-play the last 20 years.
I mean, you imagine like the story you just told us here in 5 minutes stopped us in our tracks.
And Nance, but he doesn't want to take away from the game. The game is there to watch the game. You're there to watch the national championship.
I mean, that's the thing. I love Nance, but he shouldn't have glossed over it. It's a part of American history.
How about halftime when the Bears were up by like 20 points?
Yeah, the game was over.
Could Chuck or anyone in the halftime show just being like, I think it's beautiful just going through what they went through, you know, 20 years ago. And then they go, what do you mean 20 years ago? What are you referring to, the shooting? Yeah, and then they tell the whole story of the
shooting.
And then Dave
Bliss telling people to lie to authorities.
All of this stuff. And then they've been like, wow, that's crazy, man. This could be, if Baylor wins, it'll be such a rebound. Smash cut. Then Nance goes, the rebuild! The rebuild! Then that makes 100% circle.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
A
full circle.
I got to say, guys, when he said this,
Coach Drew and Baylor complete college basketball's greatest rebound and rebuild with a championship.
I thought he was talking about the football sexual assault stuff.
I literally thought he was talking about all the offensive rebounds that Vital got.
24-year-old Vital. Did you realize he's 24 years old?
Is that illegal too?
No, but he's been there a long time.
Hey, what if it comes down to where, like, he's not even eligible to play and he is?
No, that's only high school. You can be as old as you want in college.
Oh, okay. I mean, he seems old. He doesn't look like a kid.
No, he looks 50.
I've got 4 years of eligibility at UTSA. But
going back to the national championship, it was it was over.
Probably
in the
worst game ever.
It was over in 2 minutes.
Didn't they start out up 15-1?
Something like that. It was over in 2 minutes. You saw it, the speed of Baylor. Gonzaga was just a bunch of slow dudes. Mm-hmm.
Thought they were methodically being slow and just kind of like, let's let these guys wear out. But they
they were just slow.
They were just slow. And they got quicker. They got quicker towards when they realized they were down by 20 points.
But it didn't,
it didn't matter.
My whole
point.
Thing is the speed of Baylor, they looked just. And Gonzaga was like. Slow motion. So I look at it and I'm like, those Baylor guards. Jalen Suggs is supposed to be a top draft pick, right? In the NBA draft.
Yeah, he's Gonzaga.
He's Gonzaga. But he didn't look like he could stay in front of the Baylor guards. Why would you take him over the Baylor guards? The Baylor guards can shoot. They're faster.
But here's the thing. We watched the last game, and we base everything off of the last game. What about when Baylor was struggling against Villanova and almost got beat? They're down by 10 at halftime, and I'll hang up and listen. No answer. What, you guys watched the last game, and they actually made shots, and they actually flowed. I watched Baylor against Villanova. They looked terrible. They looked like a bunch of brick shooters. It didn't look like a basketball. It looked like a brick house. And I'll hang up and listen.
I'm talking about the speed of Baylor. I'm talking about the total domination. And so when I look at it, I'm like, I see those guards from Baylor. How are they not higher on the draft board than Jalen Suggs, who I understand is good, but he looked like he was moving in slow motion compared to them.
Well, you're not going to base it all in one game, Coach.
But speed-wise, he should be at least speed-wise. I don't care about him making shots.
Suggs sped it up. It's not like Suggs remained slow. Suggs
started out slower than
them. He started out with two fouls, man. He was in bricks is what he was. Damn it. I got two fouls.
Whoa.
Can't even play real basketball now. Now I'm in foul trouble, and it's freaking 2 minutes in the game. That takes a toll and sucks.
And then Timmy, learn how to jump, man.
Yeah, and I heard Timmy, every time the guards got on him, it was like, and one mixtape tour. They were, like, doing all kinds of stuff.
Timmy, I mean, he was wishing he could shave that mustache and disappear into oblivion. He was so embarrassed.
Timmy looks scared.
Looks scared.
Timmy should have shaved it at halftime.
He should have.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
I mean, 6'5", six, whatever, Mark Vidal's out jumping 6'10", Timmy. I mean, that big old boy Vidal using his butt. Just boom, get out of here, Timmy. See you later.
You liked his butt or what?
He's a big old round fellow that was knocking people around.
Vidal
was awesome. Undersized, nothing but effort, getting like 8 offensive rebounds. Hats off to Baylor. Just complete domination. You were the better team. The better team.
Where's your Bears shirt?
It's in the mail.
I'm asking for people to send them. I'll run with them.
I prefer a size medium.
Dry fit.
It has to be dry fit.
Please, dry fit, guys.
Schmedium dry fit, please. I like the one with a BU on it. Thank you.
Super impressive.
Did you guys watch the whole game?
Watched the entire game.
I was in bed, saw the 3-minute package the next day. It's unwatchable. It was such a blowout, right?
No.
No, it was still just
I mean, they got it to a 10-point game.
They got it to 9 at one point.
And then that was a little bit of hope. But
I never felt like Gonzaga had a chance to win that game. After the first minute, it was just like, this is just going to be a bloodbath. And I just wanted to see, there was nothing else on, and it's a national championship, and just see how lights out Baylor was, and it's the end of a season. So I watched it, and it was just like, wow. Props to you guys. You guys are good. You're the national champs. You're the best.
And props to me saying that Baylor was going to win it from the very beginning.
Did you put that in your bracket?
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, I had already picked Florida State on the other side.
So how did you not win the losers?
The losers bracket?
Sore losers!
Because I had Florida State on the other side, Coach. I mean, my bracket wasn't great, but I knew from the beginning. I think the one thing that people were really scared about Baylor was those 3 or 4 games or whatever they had after their break.
After the COVID break.
I get it.
And that's what scared me.
They didn't look very good.
That's what scared me off.
But once that tournament started, they picked things up. They figured out who those Bears were.
It was, gosh.
Really good.
Just really good. And the favorite to win it all next year? Gonzaga.
They still got Timmy and all. They must.
Still got Timmy.
I didn't realize he's just a sophomore.
Oh, great. We got to see him rubbing his stash.
No, he won't have the stash next year. He'll be having.
I doubt he has the stash now.
It's probably gone. He did it just for the tourney to look good, look cool. Now that they lost, he lost his mojo. He has to go back, and he doesn't want people approaching him, so he shaved off the mustache so he can just blend into the crowd and just be another student at Gonzaga.
Boys.
In Spokane.
Boys, are we done with basketball?
I think we can put it to bed.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can talk about squares, how stupid they are.
I mean, we already know that, Coach.
God, we didn't hit it.
Can we learn for next year not to do squares?
Oh, I'll do them.
I've told you guys are
terrible. I got an idea too. Next year, I'm going to do one board for the men's tournament and one for the women's.
That way you watch. You're going to watch women's
basketball? I'll just check the score. I'll check the score.
Okay. Yeah, Coach. Right. You'll be the only guy asking for the women's game at the bar.
Are you going to be doing Calcutta?
Nope, I won't do Calcutta either.
I could have told you before you started Calcutta, it's not a great way to make money. And what did Eddie tell us? He lost money.
I lost money.
Go figure.
Lost about $90.
Okay. That's
what a terrible March Madness. Usually it's you invest.
I was 20, one game away, Coach, of making money.
But usually it's 25 and hope for winning 3,000.
That's the bracket.
You invest 300 and lost. Nine. I mean, you did the opposite of March Madness.
I did not do well.
You did March stupidness.
Yeah.
March sadness.
Yeah. Coach, play on words.
March brokenness.
March melancholiness.
Oh, Coach. Yeah.
But
April anus, Coach.
Oh,
April, because
you took an anus.
Oh, my.
Congrats to Kelsey. She is the one that won the Sore Losers. She won $4,000 in the Sore Losers bracket. Congratulations. She made us all look stupid. She was the winner.
I will get you that money as soon as possible.
Well, I need to get her Venmo.
There it is.
Now you don't have her Venmo?
I'm currently got it in a CD in the bank making interest.
You do.
I have 265 people that enter.
Start scrolling, mother.
I don't have time for that.
Start scrolling.
I lost your Venmo.
Her name is Kelsey. You'll find it.
There's more than one Kelsey in the freaking thing. And some people have Bubblegum 65 is their Venmo. So I'm like, I don't know who that is.
That's me.
Coach, what are you avoiding the feds?
Hey, well, let's talk about making money. Breaking news,
right? Wait.
Gotcha. Hold on.
I want to tell you this, in my family bracket.
Almost nailed it.
It was down to if Baylor wins, my brother's wife wins.
Batter at the box.
If Gonzaga won, it was my wife's
sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law, Coach.
Well, they're both my sister-in-law.
I love them both equally.
Well, it's the battle of your sister-in-law.
Yes. Well, I called it the battle of the bitches.
Ah, Coach, let me get the buzzer ready.
But
your wife's sister's not a... Is she?
No, and I don't think my brother's wife's a... I just didn't know. My brother calls me and goes, who are you cheering for? And I said, Gonzaga. And he goes, oh, really? You don't like my wife? And I was like, what
is
it? I was like, no. It's more about I don't want Baylor to have the national championship because Kansas is in their conference, and I don't want them to go into a kid's home and be like, hey, we're the national champs. Why would you want to go play at Kansas? But
why would you call them bees? I don't understand.
It was just a fun way.
Oh.
It was just an awkward situation, and so
did we have breaking news? I thought you
my brother's wife won the bracket. Congratulations, Tanya! She wanted a shout out.
Breaking news right now, right hot, fresh, hot off the press.
Tiger Woods was going 87.
Raymundo was whipped and is now out of our bet.
He is whipped. Hey, do you have the whip sound?
Don't, guys.
Whip it good.
Whip it. Debo, whip it
good.
Hey, pull up that song.
Guys,
you pull up Whip It Good?
Yes, I got it, Coach.
I must whip it.
As long as we can do 10 million audio clips next show as well, because we already did 10 million during the big show. Why not do 20 million? I had to back out of the White Sox bet. I have decided with Baser we're taking a small break from that side of things where you give money away and it is considered gambling.
Guys,
listen here. Here's the deal. If you don't know what we're doing, we are betting on every White Sox game. We are taking the White Sox to win every single game. And we're seeing how much money we can win throughout the year on them.
Save this clip, please. We have to use this clip over and over.
And we all agreed $2 a game. Ray, Eddie, and myself would all put $2 in, and we'd bet $6 a game on the White Sox and just see where it takes us. See if we make any money. We may break even over the season, maybe make $20. 3 games into the season, we get a text from Ray. Do you have the exact text?
I do.
Okay,
go. It came to us April 5th, 2021. Actually, no. Is that yesterday? Yesterday, 10:25 a.m. Boys, I got to be out of the White Sox bet. Keep the $5 or whatever. Got in some trouble. Hey, did we respond to that? No, we didn't.
No.
Coach, what happened?
Yeah. Coaches, sometimes you got to take it just a small. I'd still run some commercials on gambling, so still very much interested in it, but just a small break from it. It was taking over my life, boys.
Everything good, Coach? That was $5.
Yeah, it wasn't like you were spending a lot of money.
Coaches. It was $5, and then you said, quote, got into some trouble.
Guys, the thing with cutting it off is sometimes the $5 ones are what broke the camel's back. You just got to cut it off all the way. So there you go. I still am a strong believer and endorser in the gambling sites. I am taking a small break. God bless.
You want to tell them the bad news?
Yeah, so I finally opened an account because they didn't want. I said, if we do this bet, I'll do the place the bets.
Which was part of the agreement why we did
place
it.
Place the bets. I can't cash out.
So
I lost it all in roulette.
I don't know. They gave me a free bet.
A
$50 free bet.
$50 free bet.
I put it all in Timmy and Gonzaga.
So, no, because the only thing I'm betting on is the White Sox. That's it.
Correct.
I bet it all on the White Sox.
So it was easy, though, since Ray was out.
Ray
was
out.
About it.
Eddie and I sat down yesterday, and he was like, well, let's just do that $50 on the White Sox tonight. And when we were going to do the $4 bet, Eddie was like, I'll do the -1.5 runs. And I said, okay. And he goes, oh, wait, we got a free bet of 50? Just do them to win. I said, well, if you thought they were going to win by 1.5 runs with the regular bet, just do the 50. And they jump out 3-0 last night. And I'm like, I text Eddie, and I was like, good start. 3-run home run. Let's go.
Let's go.
No, Coach, you're out. You remember, you're whipped.
I can still root.
Coach, remember, you're whipped.
That clip's not ready, Coach.
God dang it. Oh.
So then.
Hey, Ray, you got to use that in your intro.
And then, okay, Coach.
Oh, come on. That's low blow.
Finish your story.
I am. So then I said,
for the love of Timmy and his mustache.
Then the Mariners get a run. I said, okay, we need more runs. And then they tied up 3-3, and I said, crap. And Eddie goes, I just saw your text. It's only the third inning. Calm down. I said, it was 3-0. We were hot. Now we're not. And then.
And then we went to bed.
And I woke up this morning. Mariners 4, White Sox 10!
10!
We won! $50! Give me $50!
Wait, we won
$57.
$57!
Woo!
Let's go, White Sox!
Let's go, White Sox! Let's go, White Sox!
Oh, we're like the two dudes at the stadium, like at the noon game. There's no one there.
It was awesome, Ray. We are feeling good about ourselves.
Coach, listen, and we'd love to split the money with you, Coach, but we can't. You're out.
Because you're whipped.
Guys, you got the bad juju out. I'm happy you're having fun. The best decision I did make was taking a small break. Thank you for understanding, and thank you for bringing it up. God bless. I rest my case.
You hang up and listen?
So,
what happens? Does your wife listen to the podcast and find out that way, or does she see the bank account? What happens?
Coach, what do you think gambling involves? Does it involve bank accounts?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't.
So
get,
she saw the -$5 and freaked out.
he slid me cash.
Coach.
Oh, so he did it illegally.
Hey, I tried showing. She was like, what does this bank statement say, White Sox? And I said, I bought a pair of White Sox at Marshall's. And it was the White Sox.
You're lying. The bank statement does not say White Sox.
Sweetie, I needed some White Sox. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just get dirty. You need a new pair. It was the White Sox bet.
So what was the red flag, Coach?
No, we needed to take a break, Coach. We needed to take a break.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Obviously, Eddie, he does not want to talk about it.
Coach, you know me. I'm stubborn. If I got a little bit of worm left, I'm going to keep casting it out.
Coach, I love you to death. You don't talk about your kids. You don't post pictures of it. I don't feel obligated to talk about it. I had to take a small break from gambling. Okay. God bless.
All right, respectfully.
I'll hang up and listen.
You know what's funny is he stuck to the same line. He did a good job of, hey, we just need to take a break. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Marshawn Lynch over here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The reporters keep freaking going. Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And they just try to ask it in a different way.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Ray, why'd you have to stop gambling? Ray, I noticed that you're not gambling anymore. Any particular reason?
I'm just taking a break.
Ray, I heard there's no – I see, you know, I got a report from Bovada. Raymundo.
We're just taking a break right now.
Oh, that's it?
God bless.
Taking a break right now.
And Paul Pierce is taking a break.
Oh, coach.
He got fired.
So here's the deal with Zoom, with Periscope,
Instagram with
Live. TikTok, Instagram Live. You can always videotape yourself doing something bad, and he just went the baddest route. And he videotaped himself with strippers and smoking.
Well,
I don't think it was that bad of a video. It's just coach. Who he is and where he works. Like, you can't do that. If he was by himself and not working, retired, whatever, I think people would be like, Bob Beers, there he is.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I showed you one little clip.
Oh, there's more?
There's a more whole clip where there video. Is nudity.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I mean, there was one watching girl. It for show research, sweetie. Sorry.
Yes, that's the can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, they had it blurred out, so I'm assuming she had no bottoms on. So Paul Pierce, I don't know what night it was, but he looked like he was having a good time. He looked like he was playing poker with some friends, and he went Instagram Live or whatever live, and he's got this one stripper giving him massages, and there's one stripper like dancing on the floor. People are throwing money at her. Hey, and
what's
another
with these massages? Can't you people get a damn foot massager? They'll hang up and listen.
Oh, he got the number from Robert Kraft.
And then Kraft got it from Deshaun Watson.
Oh Deshaun Watson, Nike, Dre Beats, they've all suspended their endorsements Deshaun Watson.
How many women had to come out?
Well, here's the thing.
Do you believe all these women?
No, I don't know. But there's other women that have come out and defended him and said, hey, we've given him massages. He's nothing but professional. So I don't know. Right now it's a he said, she said ball game.
Well, coach, he's not going to mess with all of them. I mean, obviously there are going to be days where he's just not in the mood.
Really?
I think so.
He's not going to mess with all of them.
I would think so.
If this is, they say, the pattern of behavior, and he's having all these women. And so what? Why on this one? Oh, you know what? This one is the one I'm going to mess with. You don't think
maybe
so?
He likes some and doesn't like others. I don't know.
And also,
I'm just saying that your case is that it's got holes in that one. You can't that one's not going to put someone away.
There's the handful that defend him. There's the double handfuls of women that have come out. There's other women who have spoken. There's a lot of women that were massaging this man.
If you're,
holy crap, does he like a good massage, boys?
If you're a serial burglar, and
I'm not going to burglarize every house.
You're not going to burglarize every house. There's going to be some people who are like, he's my neighbor. He never stole anything from me. That's nice. But you stole from all these other people. It's going to happen.
Yeah, because when you watch the news, when someone commits a crime, yeah, we would have never thought it. He was such a quiet, nice guy. I would have never imagined, because you're on your best behavior around your neighbors. I just want it one day for the neighbors to come out and be like, absolutely, this dude's a lunatic. Like we've been saying all
along. That remember the show I was telling you about that Colorado dude that...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his neighbor was just like, he's not acting right. Like, this dude's... Sometimes he bites people's head off. And the body cam, the camera, the police body cam caught all that. The neighbor was totally talking crap about him.
Huh.
So fair. There is that of the neighbor being like, you know, he does act shady sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. This is just... It's crazy. It's a weird, wild story, but I still am just like, man... It's just out of nowhere, and is it the Texans trying to smear his name? I don't know, but...
And also, who's the first announcer that goes, the Texans, not really in a rush. They're almost massaging this ball into the end zone. I mean, come on!
What are you talking about?
The Texans look like they're at a spa today, just getting massages out there. Put the ball in the end zone!
So what's happening to Paul Pierce?
So he's gone. ESPN, you're out.
And that's not going to hurt him. I'm sure he's like, great, cool. I'll have my Tuesdays back.
Well, he has a lot of money. He doesn't need it. Right. But I bet you he enjoyed, and he does look kind of like he's been having a good time in this video. But I think he enjoys sitting around talking basketball with the guys. And
I'll agree with you on that.
I mean, great, coach. He can do that still.
No, he can't. Not on TV.
Well, what's the difference? Doing it on TV and getting paid for it, or doing it with your friends?
Well,
what I'm saying is, look, it's a sweet little gig. It was a part-time gig for him. He wasn't a full-time like broadcaster. He's having fun. This dude made a lot of money already, and that's gone. And I'm sure he's like, big deal. Maybe Fox Sports will hire me.
Yeah. I mean... I didn't have a problem with the video.
Okay, I
enjoy seeing.
Sorry, sweetie, it's market research for the Sore Loser Show.
I just don't see, okay, he hangs out with some strippers at his house. Maybe it's because they don't have masks. It's a bad look. Maybe that's why.
What?
Coach, they didn't have a mask on any part of the body, coach.
They didn't have underwear on, Coach. Why would they wear a mask?
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why, you know.
I don't
look,
think
had,
so. I don't think so.
You think it was a stripper?
Yes. Yes.
But it looked like a fun party.
No, it really didn't, though. They only showed one dude in the back getting a dance.
Well, there was a bunch of people around a poker table.
But you see them?
Yeah, I saw them.
Oh, I never saw them.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch the whole 13-minute clip on YouTube.
Here, just leave it. Turn it my way.
All right, here we go.
I'll watch it.
All right, let's
carry
see.
On.
Get farther this way. Now, Eddie, you want to talk about what's going on with your little league?
Oh, yes. I'll tell you exactly what's going on in my little league.
I mean, we got an Astros situation in Eddie's little league.
This sounds like a bit that needs to be prepped for the big show.
This is like the Houston Astros, but on the little league level. You'd think, oh, the Astros are the only ones that cheat. No, it's happening in little league. But I do love what's going on in Major League Baseball. I love what's going on. This weekend, at the Astros game, before they introduced the lineup, the stadium announcer played, "Before he cheats, Carrie Underwood."
No way. Oh, Coach, that was coincidence.
Hey, let's be real. You can get in trouble for playing those clips. I know a guy that got fired because he played three blind mice when the refs made a bad call. You can get...
He got fired for that?
Yeah.
And then fans are throwing trash cans onto the field.
Yeah. Huh? Not real ones.
Hilarious.
Inflatable.
Hilarious, though. Like... This is what I'm here for. I'm here for them getting trolled all year because last year there were no fans and they didn't have to face any of the music. They didn't have to be bothered by it. So I am all for the fans harassing the Astros all season long. You cheat, you got to get booed. You got to get heckled and you got to deal with it. Astros are actually playing really well to start off the season. And Aaron Merrick on Twitter did say, hey, you guys should do your bet on the Astros because they're going to win more games than people think.
Great.
That's probably a good idea, but I don't think we should change.
No, I don't think we should change.
Yeah.
But now, Eddie, would you like to talk about the Astros situation in the Little League?
Well, I'm going to try to talk about this while I'm watching this Paul Pierce video. Hey, Ray, what did I say about my 7-year-old's Little League baseball team? I saw a few practices. We've been going to practices. They look what?
Good.
Fire. Great.
That's Gucci.
Guys, they look so freaking good in practice. Like, the preseason was really good. The spring training, they looked awesome. They lose their first two games.
Oh, boy.
And the second game,
Coach,
especially.
What was the line?
Oh, Coach, they lost by
they
like
were
12.
Favorites.
They lost by 12. Coach, so the last game, which was, what, this weekend? This team they're playing is hitting bombs. I mean,
actual home runs, or they're just hitting it well?
I mean, maybe 3 feet shy of the fence.
Wow.
3 feet shy of the fence. I mean, our outfielders couldn't get back enough to get these balls. I mean,
maybe that's bad coaching. You got to position them better. You got to know this is the long ball.
No. We took it. We were just like, hey, man, it's all right. It's our bad. Our bad. We told you not to go. We told you to stay right there. You're good. Our bad. After the game, the ref comes up and says, hey, just want to let you know, there's really nothing
they
we can...
They now have refs in baseball?
Umps.
All right, thanks. Just checking.
The umps.
Good job, Coach.
The blue comes out and says, hey, just a heads up. I just want to let you guys know, nothing really we can do about it, but we found a couple of illegal bats.
Wow.
In the other team's dugout. Not sure if they were using the game, and we're like, we're pretty sure they were using the game. Those were the bombs that we saw. So, investigation is still underway. However, there has been cheating in my son's Little League games.
I mean, I have no words, Coach.
Why the hell would 7-year-olds cheat?
I don't think it's a 7-year-old that cheats.
It's
the
parents.
Because a 7-year-old doesn't know.
I will rephrase. Why would the parents of a 7-year-old cheat?
Because if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Why? What's the point of that?
But wait. So, I mean, can you use these bats that I remember when I played in the league, it had to be the right measurement. It had to be a 33 and thick. It had to be a nice old thick bat. It needed to have some girth.
Yeah. All stars, they would come over with the ump would come over with the little circle thing and run it up and down the bat. Make sure
it was legal.
So how are these illegal? I mean, they're corking them. They got a little.
Oh, they're going Sammy Sosa, are they? Corking the bat.
Coach, how? Tell me if it's an inch here, inch there. Who gives a rip? That's the ump's responsibility.
I think it's the material that the bat is made out. You can hear
Coach.
The difference,
they're
Coach.
They're not remanufacturing bats,
You
Coach.
Can hear
well,
the
you
difference.
You can hear the difference? You mean they're just hitting it harder than your kid.
Nah, Coach, a regular shot and the legal bats are ding. I mean, these kids' shots
sound like
pat, like that.
Like it.
So that
like oh. that.
Wow.
That's what it sounded like.
Coach, dead giveaway.
And our coach was just like, it pisses me off that they do this. They've done it before, and they keep doing it. What is wrong with them?
Oh, same team?
Maybe that team and a couple other ones.
Ooh.
Notorious. Notorious for doing crap like this. And it sucks because my 7-year-old.
So how do you explain that to your 7-year-old? So they got disqualified, right? So you got the win. They had to forfeit.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was after the game. They weren't sure. They're probably not going to investigate. They just want to let us know that they took care of the problem. They've removed those bats. They told them they can't play with those bats anymore. And it's supposed to make us feel good, even though our kids are walking from the dugout with their tails between their legs because they got beat so bad by a team that was cheating.
Did they get beat like Gonzaga got beat against Baylor?
It was like that. It was brutal. I mean, every shot. Hit it, coach.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a triple. Hit it, coach. That's a double. Hit it, coach. They're fighting for the ball in the outfield. That's a home run. That's an in-the-park home run. I mean, it was over and over and over.
Man. Yeah, but I understand not wanting to get in front of it if it's a gunshot.
But real talk, though, do coaches get suspended, parents, players, associates, nannies, personal assistants? Who gets punished?
No one, coach, and that's my point. No one gets punished. It's just like, hey, you can't use that bat next time.
It's just the regular season, right?
Regular season.
Okay. So you're not going to go undefeated. Gonzaga didn't go undefeated. Baylor didn't go undefeated. No one goes undefeated. You don't want that pressure hanging over you when you get to the playoffs, and that's all everyone is talking about. It's like, oh, can the little Mustangs, can they complete the 20-0 season? This will be the first time since 2018 in single A at...
No, I'm just saying, I mean, probably not going to happen.
Right, and that's the pressure that your kids would feel. So yep. This could be a blessing in disguise, but next time you play that team, you need to request to see the bats before the game.
And then go, let's go, cheaters.
And then throw an inflatable trash can onto the field.
No, or big bats.
Yeah, and big bats. Yeah. And then play before he cheats.
Oh, and I'm bent out there now 45.
I took a Louisville slugger to each headlight. Yeah.
Before he cheats.
We went hard today, boys.
We did
anyway,
go hard.
I ran out of gas.
I know you ran out of gas. It's been a long day.
We can't quit without talking about Masters and who we're going to pick.
No, the winner is one and only one.
Well, hold on. I already know who he's picking.
I know who he's picking.
Where's my sad one, reflective? Two, hold on.
We say at the same time. One, two, three.
Jordan Dustin Spieth. Johnson.
Dustin, I'll just go with last year's favorite. Guys, only one winner.
DJ, I thought that's who Ray's going to pick.
It's Jim Nance. Jordan Spieth is your 2021 Masters champion.
What? He goes on trends. This guy is all about trends.
Well, Jordan Spieth has been red hot. Sure. He's been playing great all year.
Yes, and Jordan has completed golf's biggest rebound.
Jim Nance. Come on.
He's got to save that for Tiger.
Yeah, coach, too soon.
Oh. You know, coach, if he does win, the biggest rebound is going to be that round where he hit like 3 in the water.
Oh, he chili dipped.
Oh, man.
Coach, I've never seen somebody with that much chili since my uncle at Wendy's last week.
I hate to say it. That is where he lost it.
Yeah.
That was exactly where he lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sad.
I'm going to go with Ricky Fowler.
Let's go with the coldest golfer.
Hey, he's not even in the field.
Playing, coach.
Oh, okay. He's not high enough
in
the rankings.
That's how bad.
Oh, coach, he's terrible
this
year.
That's how bad he's playing.
Bay's usually a huge fan, and I had to tell a sitter down and say, hey, he's not on Sundays anymore because he's so bad he doesn't even make it on the weekend.
Pretty bad, man.
He fell off, dude.
Something's up.
Yeah, he got a wife in a nice mansion, just like Kim Moore says.
You sleep in velvet sheets.
Listen, you take a cat out of the alley and you put it in some velvet sheets. It's not an alley cat anymore.
Or maybe satin sheets.
One of the two.
An alley cat and satin sheets can't fight. Is that what it said?
Hopefully somebody did an article on it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, there it is.
Read it like Kip, though.
All right. Satin sheets will turn an alley cat into a house cat. When that happens, it's over.
That's a great quote. Great quote.
Jordan Spieth, Waste Management, 4th place. Pebble Beach Pro-Am, 3rd. Genesis Invitational, 15th. Arnold Palmer, 4th. Players Championship, 48th. World Golf Dell Match Play, 9th. Valero, 1st. I mean, this dude's on fire.
Masters, missed the cut.
Whoa! You calling that right now?
Masters, missed the cut.
Okay, shock jock.
Lunchbox Masters with a small lisp.
Did I have a list?
Masters missed the cut.
Man.
Batter's box.
I don't think
maybe
I had a
list. Maybe
it
runs in the family, man.
No, I didn't have a list.
Does your dad lisp?
I didn't have a lisp. So I didn't have a damn lisp.
I know your mom doesn't lisp.
I didn't have a lisp. I'm trying to read these quickly.
Your mom has a perfect voice.
Okay. Stop it. Stop it. Man, this is going to be a good. I can't wait.
Let's see. Let's see. For real. For real talk. Real talk. You say Jordan?
Yes.
He's going to. You got to pick it. If you're doing a pool, he has to be in your
he
picks.
Has to be in
Let
your
me guess.
Picks.
You guys are doing another squares?
No, we're doing a pick.
We would do a pick 'em.
Yeah, you want in?
What are your guys' numbers? They got to end at 79 or 89?
Okay. Too soon. Too soon. Too
That's
soon.
That's actually a good squares game. Do we need to develop that? The golf scores. The scores of golf.
But how would you do it?
That's what the design of the website is all going to be based
on. You should do a Calcata.
Now that.
Eddie's ready to go down another 90.
Where you auction all the. I mean, coach, there are 150 golfers. Coach, that might be a lot of money.
Hey, going first is David Toms for $1.
Coming up next, Jim Kraft.
A quarter.
Okay.
Okay. I got a top five for you.
Okay.
Colin Morikawa.
All right.
I mean, the dude just seems to show up in majors.
He does.
That's a cute pick.
You know, it's not cute.
No, I get what you're going for. You're cute.
It's not cute, coach. Oh, no. Okay. Even better. Xander Schauffele.
That's my pick like right there. One. What do you have?
He always
That's
looked.
Who I have. That's hey, who's winning it.
Guys,
Xander Schauffele's winning it.
Lunch's old-time favorite was Stenson. Now he loves Xander
yep,
Schauffele.
I do. But I had it pulled up because I was ready to give him, and Eddie stole it right from me. That's who's going to win.
You want a dark horse?
Dude, you know who's never going to win? Adam Scott. That guy could
Whatever,
that
he's
guy
good.
Could hit a green if he had his okay. eyes open.
He's done. He's done.
Okay.
He's
That's done. What you thought a few years ago, and he came back.
I could beat Adam Scott with a broken leg, and I'll hang up and listen.
You want a top 20-er?
Okay.
Coach, you want a top 100-er?
Hey, you want someone to make the cut?
Coach, top 20 is not easy.
Go.
Louis. Louis
Oosthuizen.
You want a top five?
Oh, yeah. So far, you've given us three of the top five.
Let me give you the top five.
Okay, give us your top five.
Scottie Scheffler.
Okay, he goes with hot. I get made fun of for
hot.
Yeah,
how is he hot? What did he do?
Are you kidding me? He almost won
the
Dell.
Yeah, he almost won the Dell, and then he...
So what?
He's on fire.
I mean, you make fun of Ray like, oh, he just goes with hot, and then you just pick the damn hottest guy, too.
Oh, my
You want another
gosh.
One?
Right, this I top mean, five?
You've almost picked all of
this,
them.
This will be your fourth top five, so you're going to be almost out of top fives.
You ready?
Yeah.
Matthew Wolf.
Okay, let's go with the craziest swing and say he's going to win the Masters.
Well, you like it. You're not saying anything. You like it, Lynch.
No, I'm trying to look up Scheffler to see how hot he was.
The Masters gods don't appreciate a swing like Daniel
Jim,
Wolf.
Jim,
whatever
what
his name
Jim,
is.
Jim, what do you think about Matthew Wolf?
Matthew Wolf. A wolf can beat a bear cannot beat a wolf, but a wolf in Augusta. We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.
Scottie Scheffler.
Waste Management, 7th. Genesis Invitational, 20th. World terrible. Golf Championships Workday Championship, 5th.
Oh.
Players, cut. Dell Match Play, 2nd. Valero, 54th.
There we go. Not on fire.
Not on fire!
Wait, Dell Match Play, 2nd?
Yeah, he got 2nd place.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's fine, but Valero last week, 57th.
7th, 20th, 5th, 2nd, 54th. I mean...
You just read Jordan Spieth. That is fire. That's on
fire. If you were to pick a golfer that's on fire right now, it's Jordan Spieth.
Jordan
but
Spieth.
Scottie's not far behind.
Yeah, Scottie's not far behind. What?
Ron.
Okay, Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to be better than Scottie.
I don't think he is.
Oh, my gosh. Read it.
I
read
am,
it and weep.
Oh, my gosh. Let me find it.
In Thank a tournament you. That we're used to seeing Tiger.
Oh, man. Oh, what kind of tribute? They're going to give him a tribute. They're going
of
to.
Of course.
And it's going to be really fast.
Do they? Are they going to test it before they drive it?
Okay, coach. Coach, come on.
Okay.
Do they all wear red again?
Morikawa. Okay, where do you want to start? He hadn't played very much.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Go ahead. Who's on fire? Let's go.
Genesis Invitational, 43rd.
Oh, man.
The Workday, he got 1st. Players Championship, 41st.
Okay.
World Golf, the Match Play, 56th. I mean, he hadn't been hot at all. So if you think that's better than Scotty, then he's better than, I mean.
Okay. Just went out the dome on that one, failed.
Oh, you got one more for your top five.
John Rahm.
Rom's a goodie.
He just had a baby.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he's going to win it for the baby.
Going to win it for the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like Tiger used to do for his kids.
Maybe Phil won't finish better than 200th.
Oh, man.
He's been terrible.
Guys.
Miscuts?
Phil.
Phil.
God. I mean, Phil. I don't even know. I mean, I really have no idea.
I mean, I don't want to put him up there, but I feel like Justin Thomas, again, is going to play well.
I do, too.
I hate picking that guy, and I hate putting him up there, but I feel like he's going to play well.
God! So he's number six, though, right? Because he can't be top five, because you already named five
guys.
He
won't make the top five.
Okay. Dustin Johnson know we're going to be anywhere?
Nah. 10th.
Okay.
In a Masters without Tiger, the question remains, who's golf's next great? Is it a kid with the name of an animal, Wolf? Is it a big boy that introduces himself as Patrick can read? Who
that guy
will be around on Sunday? Well, you'll just have to find out. Jim Nantz here. We'll be back tomorrow. Dustin Johnson, sleep tight, and we all know a TV is on at a hospital bed at UCLA.
Coach, he's home by now.
And that channel is turned to golf, the Masters on CBS. Guys, I should have been a golf announcer.
You weren't bad.
Ray, that was beautiful.
I felt like I was at Amen Corner.
I can see the flowers now.
The azaleas.
God, it's beautiful. Georgia.
I've turned it off.
Oh.